We left off discussing the question the Rishonim had as to why Gadol Amar Al Gabav, Chereshot V'Katam, Gadol Amar Al Gabav counts as Kavana in our Sugya, according to Rav Huna, but not in a few other Sugyas in Shas, notably not in Chalitza, at least for a Shoteh, and according to the Ramban also for a Katan, and according to Ben Yonah also for a Katan and a Cheresh, and seemingly not when it comes to Shoka. We brought a lot of different interesting answers. We left off with, I'll just begin, we left off with Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah had a big chiddush put in the Rashba, also in the Chiddushim to the Rikva here I mentioned, and he had a very different conception of what Gadol Amar Al Gabav accomplishes. As opposed to Tosfos here, it says the Gadol Amar Al Gabav educates the Chir Shel Tov HaKatan to have his own das. Rabbeinu Yonah assumed, no, the Gadol Amar Al Gabav provides the Das. The Gadol Amar Al Gabav works together with the Chir Shel Tov HaKatan. The Chir Shel Tov HaKatan does the Maaseh. But since the Chir Shel Tov HaKatan does the Maaseh under the direction and supervision of the Gadol, that's Amar Al Gabav, the Kavana of the Gadol is Mitzarev to the Maisa of the Chir Shel Tov HaKatan. He says, as if the Gadol's really doing it, just together with the Chir Shel Tov HaKatan. And therefore, that works as the kavana of the gadol, not as the kavana of the katan. Says the therefore, what's his nafkamina? The nafkamina of this shot, maybe we'll see another nafkamina a little bit. But the nafkamina of this shot is that it only works in where the gadol has some tseraf, has some connection to what's going on. Obviously, part of the connection to what's going on is that he's Omer al-Gabav, and he's supervising. More of a status than that, in order for his kavana to be mitzarif. Therefore, in Gittin, where you have shlicha, you're appointed by the Baal, then the gadol has shaychus here. He has bailos here to supervise the katan and impose his kavana, as opposed to chalitza, where only the Yavam does Chalitza, and no one else has any right to be involved in the Chalitza. In Chalitza, Gadol Amar Al Gabav doesn't work, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Bein Lecheresh, Bein Leshote, Bein Lekatan, because there's no status, there's no standing, as it were, to the Gadol Amar Al Gabav. What we pointed out was Stira and Rabbeinu Yonah, two different versions, he must have said in Shir, two different years, have at Shechita. On the one hand, Shechita, everyone has standing. Everyone could shecht. On the other hand, perhaps if everyone has standing, then, right, if everyone's special, then no one's special. If everyone has standing, then no one has standing. Whoever shecht, shechts. Whoever doesn't shecht is not really connected. So that was the suffix. That was the stira in Rabbeinu Yonah, which way Shechita should go. Okay, we left off with only one more answer left out of all the Rishonim we had on this Makorah sheet, which was I had the Chiddush Ran here. I also pointed out it's in the Ritva here, and it's in the Ramban, not here, but the Ramban footnotes that he discusses this in Chulin and Yevamos, and I put that on Makoros 56. And they say a very fundamental chiluk. The reason why Gadol Amar Al Gabav works according to Rav Huna in Gittin, but not in Chalitza according to Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran, is because there are two different standards of Kavana. There's a higher standard of Kavana where you need to mamash be. A fair show to the Katam of the Gadol Amar Al Gabav is not good enough. And then there is a lower standard of Kavana where a fair show to the Katam on himself can't accomplish it. By himself can't accomplish it, but with the aid of a... Okay, Rabosai. When it comes to the stira that Tosos and all the Rishonim brought up between Chalitza and Gittin, the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran had a very, very fascinating resolution. They said we're dealing with two levels of Kavana. That's the answer to the steer. The answer to the steer is there are two different levels of Kavana when it comes to Ksivas Get, Lefi Rav Huna,
versus when it comes to chalitza. Siva's get lefi Rav Huna is the Lashon HaRamban and Yevamos. So he had a nice formulation. Let me read it to you once again. His language was Lishma kol dehusagi. Even the smallest amount of Lishma is good enough. Kolomar ain't Sarshi's kavan lehutsia. You don't have to have kavana to divorce her. Ela sheyechtav otsal menas litin oso v'plonis. But just that you're writing it, having in mind that it will be given to this person. Meaning all you need is kavana that the husband will give the get to the wife. You don't need to have kavana to divorce her. As opposed to chalitza, where you need to have kavana lehotzia. So here they say all you need is kavana kol dehu. The yitain ha'ish es haget le'isha. But in chalitza, you need kavana lehotzia. That's the chiluk of the Ramban and the Ran. There are two levels of kavana. The Maharam Shik here explains it very nicely. There is kavana for the maisa and kavana for the totsa'a. In chalitza, it's not enough to have kavana for the maisa and what is happening and what is going to happen, etc. You need to have kavana for the chalos, for the result. You need to have kavana that she now will be freed of the leveret bond and permitted to go marry anyone in the shuk who she desires. You need to have kavana for the totsa'a. While when it comes to gittin, it is enough to have kavana for the maase. And that's good enough. And therefore, right, this is kavana lima'ase. I don't mean lemaisa like practically. I mean to the maase, for the maase. Yeah, you need to write the get knowing that this husband will give it to this wife. But you don't have to have kavana that she be divorced. The kavana is much more concrete and physical and not the abstract halos in the result. And therefore, can a katan have this kavana on his own? No. But with a gadol amar al gabav, he can. And therefore, mehani gadol omed al gabav. But when it comes to chalitza, then you need kavana for the totsa'a. And therefore, says the Ramban, again, here we have a technical issue, which is who does kavana not, gadol amar gabav not work with in chalitza? For tosos, many of you shown, they assumed only a shota. But a katan was possible for a different reason and a chirish for a different reason. The Ramban assumes it doesn't work for a katan or a shota, and chirish is possible for a different reason. And Rabbi Yonah assumes it doesn't work for chirish shota v'katan. But, says the Ramban, therefore, lo mehani gadol omen al gabav for a chirish, not a chirish, for a shota or a katan. Okay, that's the lumdish difference. There's kavanas maisa and kavanas totsa'a. We understand that kavanas totsa'a is kavanas totsa'a is something a little more abstract. It's harder to accomplish. And B, kavanas totsa'a means that you're really trying to accomplish totsa'a. Accomplishing totsa'a is something that requires a higher level of ability than merely doing a maisa. Okay, now the interesting part about the Ramban is what he says at the very end. He has a few magic words at the end of the part I gave you. Says the Ramban at the end, Umiu maskana hasam. What's the maskana and gittin? Remember, this is Rav Huna and gittin. But most Rishonim, I didn't say all Rishonim, we didn't look at how everyone paskin, but most Rishonim assume we pass like Rav Yehuda. Because he is the end day in the Gemara. Almost all Rishonim assume we pass like Rav Yehuda. What Rav Yehuda said, we don't know. Right? Rav Yehuda could mean that it all depends whether you wrote the Torah or left out the Torah. Rav Yehuda could mean that you need to write the Tofes without the Torah and also have Gadol Amar Al Gabav. or he could mean you need to write the tofas without the toref, or write the whole thing and have gadol amar gadol. That we said a million times. But l'chora we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Ramban assumes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, gadol amar gadol doesn't work for gittin. Not that Rabbi Yehuda, like Rashi and the riff according to the Ran and one Ramban says either way works. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds gadol amar gadol is no good. So end the Ramban. Let's see what the Ramban ends with. He ends with Sivas get lifi Rav Yehuda leshita, or according to the Perush. Let's give a little asterisk. Lefi Hamifarshim Dilo Mehani Gadol Omer Al Gabav Bitorev Lefi Rav Yehuda, which is most Mefarshim.
Right, most Mefarshim understand that Gadol Omer Al Gabav does not work. Rav Huna thinks Gadol Omer Al Gabav works, but Rav Yehuda thinks that Gadol Omer Al Gabav does not work. Right? So why does Gadol Omer Al Gabav work according to Rav Huna and not according to Rav Yehuda? Now, you could have said, because they both agree Ksivas get needs a low level of Kavana. They just argue whether Gadol Omer Al Gabav is good enough for this low level of Kavana. But that's not what the Ramban says. What does the Ramban fascinatingly say? Look at the last line in the Ramban in Yevamos. He says, "Umiyu maskana hasam v'shashir makma toref ve'inan kavana gemura." Ba'filu cheresh lav bar hochiu. You need kavana gemura, and even a cheresh is not good enough, right? According to Rav Yehuda, you need kavana You need kavana gemura. Therefore, gadol omer gabav lo mahani. Interestingly, the Ramban thinks that according to Yehuda, you need even more kavana in gittin than you need in chalitza, because chalitza at least it works for a cheresh, and the only reason it's possible is because you can't talk and you need to talk. In get, according to Rav Yehuda, it doesn't work for a cheresh, for a shoulder or katan, or even a cheresh. Okay, so according to the Ramban, what comes out then is we have a fascinating machlokes. What is the nature of the kavana necessary for sivas get? According to Rav Huna, that gadol amar gabav works, meaning his chakira is not just a way to answer a gittin versus chalitza. It's also a way to explain the machlokes in gittin. The machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, is does sivas get require a low level of kavana, just kavanas maaseh? And therefore, gadol amar gabav helps the katan achieve that level. Or does gadol amar gabav require a higher level? Does sivas get require a higher level of kavana? Kavanas totsa'a. And if it requires kavanas totsa'a, then even a gadol amar gabav is not going to help a kirishot of a katan achieve that level of kavana. Now, we will try to explain what that means in half a second, or maybe even now. And I think we can explain a few things with that. Let's explain a couple things. Let's just go to this chakira. Sivas get. Havanas masa. Versus kavanas totsa. What do we mean here by kavanas totsa'a, yesh la'ayin harbe. What we mean by kavanas totsa'a, kavanas ma'isa, we know what the Ramban said what he means. Yishkaven shekosev getzeh kidei sheha'ba'al yitain oso le'isha. Right? That is what Rav Huna thinks, according to the Ramban. What does Rav Yehuda think? What kavanas totsa'a? What totsa'a are we talking about here? What's the totsa'a we're talking about here? Here, the Ramban never really fully explains himself. The Ramban never really explains himself. What kind of totsa'a are we talking about here?
And I think there are two ways to, and it's not just what Rabbi Yehuda thinks, an abstract, what one shita happens to say according to one shita, etc. Meaning this is how we paskin, right? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, as he points out. Maskana dahacha. What is the maskana? What type of kavana do we need according to the maskana? So, excuse me. I think you could say two possibilities. One is to work off the model of chalitza, right? As the Ran and the Ramban and everyone said about chalitza, kavana lohutzia. One option is that that's the machlokas. You just need kavana that the husband's going to give this to his wife, or kavana to divorce her. Why would writing get any kavana divorce her? I understand why chalitza needs kavana divorce to be mater her, to divorce her, as it were, because the chalitza divorces her. But writing the get doesn't divorce her. After all, she's not divorced whatsoever until the get is given to her. But we know, we already saw the shita of that the rav that Rav Shechter quotes the shunchet binyan lishma beget that appears once or twice in the shiurim here of the rav, that maybe ksivas aget, maybe the whole topic ksivas aget, and we'll come back to this a few times today, hopefully, is that the writing is also part of the ma'aseh gerushin. After all, remember back in the sugya of Zman, when we talked about Kevin Shnasan Eno Lagarsha Shuv Eno Peros, it could very well be that the writing, if Kevin Shnasan Eno Lagarsha means the writing of the get, not like the Rashbam of Basra, it means literally Nesinus Eno Lagarsha, could be that the writing already accomplishes a partial divorce, Shuv Eno Peros. There's a partial Chalos divorce at right when he writes the get. You know, the idea of Reya Haget, that according to one Shita, you know, pass that way, she is Sulo Lekahuna. So it could be that Kavana Lutzia, and then that would fit this Yisod of the Rav, that writing the get is part of, what's the Svara? That Siva is not a preparatory stage but part of the Maisa Gerushin. So one way to understand what the Maskana according to Ramban is that no, one thing's very clear. He's talking about Kavanas Totsa instead of Kavanas Maisa, right? But why? What Kavana for what Totsa? So the simple shot is bring it in parallel to Chalitza, which is the example of Kavanas Totsa he had. Just like Chalitza is Kavanas Totsa of being Mater, her being Motzi, her, Kavanas Totsa being Mater, being Motzi, her. Meaning when you write the get, it's not enough to write having in mind the husband will give it to his wife. You have to write having in mind to cause her to be divorced. Causing her to be divorced is an abstract chalos that you need a higher level of das in order to really achieve a proper commitment to that. And therefore, Gadol Amar Gabav does not work. Rebbe Chanan has a different understanding of this. He says no. The totsah is not the totsah that one is creating is not the divorce. No, he doesn't like this kiddush of the rav that you're already part of the divorce, etc. That's going a little too far. Rather, says Rebbe Chanan, and many others, but Rebbe Chanan was in the brackets there. Here we'll put Alpi the Rav and the Rav Chaim, I think, just we haven't seen the Rav Chaim yet. Says Rav Chanan, what's the Totsah? The Totsah is Lishma. What does he mean by Totsah is Lishma? Lechora, we think of Lishma as a process, as a Maisa. You do something Lishma, not a Totsah. Sorry. For example, if I learn Torah Lishma, I am not creating any totsah by that lishma. It's just describing an attribute, an adjective, or really, I guess, an adverb, if it's of how I do the maisa. But there are two ways to understand lishma, says Rebbe Chanan. Lishma could mean an attribute of my maaseh. If lishma is an attribute of Aymasa, then it's not a totsa. You can't think about lishma. Lishma is thinking about. You can't think about lishma. That would be circular. Lishma means you think about what you're doing when you do it. However, says Rav Chanan, no, lishma is a din in the chefta. What do we mean by that? After you, that, you have to define the chefta as miyuad, as destined, as omed lakach. You have to define this chefta as a chefta that will be used for Reuven to divorce Rachel. You have to be yiud hachefta. Just like, for example, I can be makdish a chefta and say, this chefta is, he brought as a carbon based on mikdash. That's defining the chefta. The chefta now is an entirely new definition based on what is intended to be done with it. And he said, that might be what lishma is by mitzvos. I don't mean by doing mitzvos lishma. That's psychological. I mean by tying tefillos lishma, by writing sefer Torah lishma, etc. You could say it's just an attribute of what I have to do. I have to do it very thoughtfully. Or you could say, no, lishma is it in the chefta. Why do I have to tie tzitzis lishma? Or Betty, why do I have to tie tzitzis lishma? Because to make it a chefta of tzitzis, this has to be defined as something that's for the purpose of the mitzvah. The chefta has to be defined as a chefta shel mitzvah. Why do I have to make matzah lishma? Assuming we have to make matzah lishma, which is a pashup shat, because I have to define this as lechem ha'omed la'achilas mitzvah. To define the chefta as lechem omed la'achilas mitzvah, I have to lishma, meaning that I do things with the proper, with knowing what I'm doing. But meaning I define the chefta. Lishma means defining the chefta as omed l'davar mesuyim. If so, then that's a totsah, says Rav Chanan. He says, that's totsah. No, says Rav Chanan, lishma equals achalos b'chefta. And what's the totsah you're being mechaving to? Kavanas achalos yiud. B'chefta, yiud means omed l'kach. Being destined, being set aside for something. So Rochana suggests perhaps you don't have to be as fancy as the Rav. Yes, you could say there's Kavanas Totsah, but what's the Kavanas Totsah? The Kavanas Totsah is that you are defining this get, the Chefta, as not just a piece of paper, not just a piece of paper that was written, but a piece of paper that was written and is now not just a piece of paper that's written for the sake of divorce. Piece of paper written for the sake of divorce is Kavanas Masa. Yeah, I'm writing this, having in mind it'll be used for divorce. No, a piece of paper that in its very definition is set aside and intended and destined for use for divorce. I'm defining this piece of paper as Omed Legerishin, Miyuad Legerishin. Almost like a hektish, except it's not holy, it's just set aside for something, right? This paper is now set aside to be used for gerushin. That's a chalosim piece of paper. You need to have a piece of paper that is omed lekach, just like a korban needs to be hektish first, right? I can't bring any animal for a korban. I have to bring an animal who already in the cheftza is intended as a korban. I can't divorce my wife with any piece of paper. I have to use a piece of paper that in the cheftza is defined as as omed legerishin. Okay, so we have two formulations of what this maskana is according to the Ramban. Either way, you get a chiddush in the nature of what this lishma kavana is going on by gerishin. We'll tie all these things into what we're going to discuss next. Again, we now have three ways of understanding lishma by gerishin. Let me just chazer. One is what he says for Rav Huna. Of course, you don't have to believe the Ramban. You could say this has nothing to do with Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are, you could say they're not arguing at all. Or you could say they're arguing, but they're really arguing only about the Torah from the Tofes. They both agree about Godel Omer Al-Gabav. Or you could say if they're arguing about Godel Omer Al-Gabav, no, they're not arguing about the nature of get. They're really just arguing about how much we rely on the Godel Omer Al-Gabav, right? Like Rav Lifshitz always says, they argue whether Godel Omer Al-Gabav is good enough for Ksivas get. They could be arguing about how strong Godel Omer Al-Gabav is, which is the technical machlokas. How well does Godel Omer Al-Gabav work? The Ramban makes an assumption, A, that they're arguing, B, that they're arguing not only that they're arguing about Godel Omer Al-Gabav, and C, that when they argue about Godel Omer Al-Gabav, the difference between Kudus and Machlokas is not how strong Godel Omer Al-Gabav is, but how high the standards of Kavana B'Ksivas Get are. How high the standard of Kavana B'Ksivas Get is, it a low-level Kavana or a high-level Kavana? Chiddush the Ramban. And we said a low-level Kavana just means when you do it, you know what you're doing and you know why you're doing it. You do it with awareness of what is going on. That's the pashut pshat. But in the end, he thinks the maskana, surprisingly, is a high-level kavana, which is a chiddush. Mehechitesi high-level kavana. I understand high-level kavana by chalitza, because that's the end chalos. That is the divorce. You need a high-level kavana. Sivas get is just a preparatory stage. Mehechitesi a high-level kavana. Kavanas totsah. So we had two ways of explaining this challenging Ramban. One based on the sod that we quoted from the Rav a few times, and I think we'll see its roots in Rav Chaim today, that the Siva is not just a preparatory stage like other, like tying tzitzis lishma, or like the ma'abi, the gvil of sefer Torah lishma, or like being matzah lishma. But as the pasuk says, the kasa of la sefer krisos v'nas miyada, the ksiva is part of the divorce. That's one possibility. And therefore, you need kavana for the toksa'ah. Second possibility is rochana. No, don't be so fancy. Ksiva is just a preparatory stage. But who says a preparatory stage has no... Who says a preparatory stage has no totsah? It does have a totsah, because lishma is not an attribute of what you do. Lishma is a chalos in the chefza. Now, don't get Rochana wrong. We all know lishma makes a difference in the chefza. If you do it lishma, the chefza is kosher. If you don't do it lishma, the chefza is pasal. Question is, what is this lishma? Is lishma an attribute of how you do it that happens to be a tnai in the kashrus hachefza? That's low-level kavana. Or no, lishma is not an attribute of how you do it. Lishma is that in addition to doing a maisa, you are using that maisa as an opportunity, since when you do a maisa, you have access to the nature of an object, conceptually, psychologically. Therefore, by doing this maisa, the object, you now can decide what this object's purpose is, what this object mahus is, what's the core of this object's identity. And therefore, you define the identity of the object, and that identity of the object is the totsah, which you have to have kavana for, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Doesn't the Ramban say number one explicitly?
He said number one explicitly about chalitza.
The two lines from the end. When he's telling, ain't tzarich shiskaven lohotziyah, he's telling you the difference between...
Ain't tzarich shiskaven lohotziyah, and therefore Abe says, mistama, the other opinion is tzarich shiskaven lohotziyah.
That's right.
Now, it's not explicit. That is a strong diuk. Right? If someone says, well, Rav Huna thinks you don't need X, come on, then Mistama, without Rav Huna, we thought you needed X, and Rav Huna thinks you need X. Fair enough. It could very well be that the shot, Rehitas Lashon HaRamban, is like the first Derech. But he doesn't say so explicitly, so that leaves it open. And the truth is, regardless of whether the Ramban left it open or didn't leave it open, you know, the possibility, if you go back to Rav Chana, just to be fair, he wasn't saying in the Ramban, he was just saying it on his own. So, you know, it just happens to be for the same thing as the Ramban. So, Lamaisa, whether or not you think you can stick this into the Ramban, it's certainly a possibility.
Can't the Ramban be understood in, I don't know if he says this explicitly anywhere, but the Rambam in the third parak, where he deals with the din of Ksiva Lishma, says there are three aspects of Ksiva Lishma: L'shem Aish, L'shem Aisha, and L'shem Gerushin. And maybe that's what the Ramban means when he says kavana lahotzia, that the ksiva has to be the shem gerushin.
It could very well be, but again, what do you mean by the shem gerushin? If the shem gerushin means that the husband should hand it to his wife as part of
it, means gerushin, more than that, because the example that the Ramban brings for the shem gerushin is when a person it's Perakim Alachava. Ksov get liplonis yeimi v'ksha'asena agarshena. That is, write this get that I'm going to use after I marry this woman. And that's an example that the Rabbi brings, that you need that. That's no get, because there's no ksiva l'shem gerushin. That is, the ksiva has to be, in the same way that the nesina has to be for the purpose of being megarish, of this man being megarish this particular woman, the ksiva also has to be for the purpose of the man, this particular man being misgarished this particular woman.
Yeah, I agree. But what did the Rav say about precisely that Ramam? He said, why can't I write before the guy marries? Why can't I have in mind he'll use it to divorce his wife?
I agree that the Rav's explanation works very well here.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Okay. Now, using this, you can explain a couple things. Let me explain a couple things based on this chiluk of two levels of kavana. Number one, Rav Elchanan makes a very nice Rambam l'shitase. what is the psak in this case? Right? What's the psak in this case? In the end, does Godel Omer al Gabov work? Or does Godel Omer al Gabov not work? That was a machlokas according to Rav Huna, machlokas according to Rav Yehuda, machlokas how we paskin, right? The big machlokas, so the Godel Omer al Gabov works for Ksivas Get or doesn't work for Ksivas Get. Says Rav Elchanan, whether or not Godel Omer al Gabov works for Ksivas Get is really not just a question of the technical question, does Godel Omer al Gabov, Chatzis Chirshot, become Godel Omer al Gabov smart enough or not smart enough? No, it's a question of what's the nature of Tzivas Get. What's the nature of the halos of Tzivas Get Lishma? Is it just a mice that has to be done properly as a requirement? Or are you actually accomplishing something by Tzivas Get Lishma the way he says it? Is it just you have to do something? Or is that you have to create something? And he says, what's another nafkamina of this chakira? He thinks another nafkamina of this chakira. He says, the Rambam Lashitase is, we know there's a big machloks you've shown, and there's different days in the Bali Tosos. Can you be mevatel get? Can the husband be mevatel get between ksiva and nesina? Right? Remember, if the husband authorizes a get to be written properly, and then he's mevatel get, and then he changes his mind and gives it to his wife, is that get valid or not valid? The Rambam is very, very, very clear. That bitl get is effective, the get is no longer valid. Why would bitl get be effective? So says Rav Elchanan, well, if you took the tzad of low-level kavana, let's just see Rav Elchanan's nice lamdash tie-in. Here is Rav Elchanan. He says, if you took the tzad of kavanas maseh, then ksiva equals a masa greda. Ksiva is just an action you do. Versus if you take the tzad of kavanas totsah, then ksiva equals creating a chalos. What does he want to say? He wants to say another nafkamina is, one nafkamina is, says Rav Elchanan, nafkamina one is whether Godol Omer al Gabov Mahani or Godol Omer al Gabov Lo Mahani. Other nafkamina, says Rav Elchanan, is Bitl Aget. If Siva is just a Maisa, you have to do that Maisa in order to be Yotze Zayin. The Torah makes it Tzna, you have to do a Maisa Ksiva, Maisa Ksiva. If you did it, you did it. Right? You can't be Mavatal anything. Once it's done, it's done. There's nothing to undo. Then he says, "Efshar levatel get shenichtav kahalacha." Why? What's done is done, right? If what's done is done, then there's no shaychus of bittel. However, he says, if you say that you need a high level kavana. Kavanas totsa'ah, right? That we're dealing with, ksivas aget is creating chalos. And he says in his way, I think it's saying either way, then you could say, no, efshar levatel hachalos shelishma. What do you mean? Lishma is not just something you did. It's not a fact that happened in history. Lishma is a chalos. Particularly according to his formulation, lishma means this chefza is now set aside and intended for use for divorce. The husband then says, nope, I changed my mind, I'm not getting divorced, I'm not using it for divorce. Now he's destroyed the chefza. Now this chalos in the chefza is gone. And you can't put a new chalos in the chefza unless you do a new ksiva, and then you have to start all over again. And I think even according to the Rav, likewise the Rav said, if it's that it's you've done part of the gerushin process, then, if you're mevatel half the gerushin process after it's done, then you're missing half the gerushin process, right? So then it makes a little sense. If I do something, I can't undo what I did. Again, we're not talking philosophy here, tshuva, etc., right? If I ate matzah, I can't undo the fact that I ate matzah. If I, you know, ate a cheeseburger, I can't undo the fact that I ate a cheeseburger. If I tripped, I can and banged my knee. I can't undo the fact that I tripped and banged my knee. However, a chalos can be undone, right? If I, for example, in Hilchos Tumah V'Tara, if I decide that this item is not going to be used as a utensil, I can change my mind and decide it is a utensil. If I decide it is a utensil, I can change my mind and decide that it is not a utensil. If you're talking about a chalos yiyud, then that's something that can be changed. Or if you're talking half a chalos gerushin, then yeah, if I'm in the middle of a chalos, I can cancel it. And if I cancel in the middle, then it's gone because I lost the first half and I can't restart. Right, you can be mevatel. A result. You can be mevatel a result. Now again, he's not denying that there's a result to ksivas haget. There's a kosher get. The question is, what was the kosev's role in that result? If that result happened just because people did a masa and then it's a kosher get, you can't be mevatel. If I do a masa and something happens, I can't be mevatel that masa. But if a tosah happens because I did a masa, I can't be mevatel it. But if I did the tosah, I can be mevatel it. For example, says Rav Chanan, if I mix meat and milk, there's a totsah of basar b'chalav. But I didn't create the totsah. I just did a maisa, and then the totsah happened. So I can't be mevatel it. But if I create a chalos, that's his chilek. His chilek is very reminiscent of the Reb Chaim that maybe we got a chance to look in Yibma Chalitza. There's a difference in I do something, and then there's a certain halach result, versus, no, I'm trying to be miskaving to create a certain chalos. If I do something and there's a result, I can't undo it. If I write Lishma to kosher get, I can't undo that. I wrote Lishma. I can't change history. If any get written with Lishma is kosher, I can't change history and make it not written Lishma. But if I'm making halos in the get, I'm making halos. I'm not doing a maisa. I'm doing a result. Not coming as maisa, going to totsa. I'm creating the totsa. Then if I create a totsa, since I created the totsa, I can undo the totsa. I being not the kosev, I being the baal who authorized the ksiva. So Rav Chanan points out, why does Rav Chanan think this is interesting to point out? He says, the Rambam l'shitase, says Rav Chanan, that, you know, briskers always like to explain the Rambam, that this is the sheet of the Rambam, that Gadol Amal Gaba doesn't work. Remember, the Rambam says that, yeah, Gadol Amal Gaba works for the tofes, but not for the Torah, not for the real part of the get. And the sheet of the Rambam is that you're about to get, and he thinks that that works well, l'shitase. Okay, he doesn't quote Rishonim who passed on the other side of the Shitase. He just quotes a lot of possibilities. But he thinks that this might tie into the question of Bitul Haget. Again, if Ksivas Haget is creating a Totsah, you can move out to the Totsah. If Ksivas Haget is doing a Maisa, and halachically that Maisa is necessary for Kashrus, okay, I can't move out to the Kashrus that came out of my Masa because I can't undo a Masa. The other thing I wanted to say, and here I'm going out a little bit on a limb, although I found that Chedusha Vayulei Malin said the same thing, and Rav Lichtenstein Shir also said a similar thing once, is let's go back to what our Tzvei Dinim, remember we had a few halfway houses that we didn't adequately explain. Why, according to the Rambam, does Gadol Amal Gaba work for the Tofes if it doesn't work for the Toref? And for that matter, why, according to the Rian Tosos, does Gadol Amal Gaba work in Ksiva for Rabbi Meir, again in the Havamina, and not in Chasima for Rabbi Meir? Usually, if those are X onto Y, we should have the exact same rules for X as Y in order to avoid confusion. So, maybe you could say, not a practical answer, but a formal answer. Maybe you could use this Yesod to explain the Beis Dinim of the Rambam and the Rif. What are the Beis Dinim? When it comes to the Toref, you need Lashma, need the Oraisa, and Gadol Oman Al Gabav, Lo Mahani. And as opposed to the Carbon Asanel, it sounds like it doesn't work at all. The Tofes, you need Lashma, Midrabanan. But Gadol Amal Gabav is good enough. So what can you say here? Maybe you could say the following chiddush. How do we explain this? Again, one way to explain it is that Gadol Amal Gabav is good enough me to rice for the tofes and ingos ring zero lig zero, but that was not someone doing it in the Rambam, as the Karmi Samuel himself admitted. Maybe you could say, maybe you could say like this. Yes, there's Xer Drabanim. What was the Iker Xer Drabanim? The Iker Xer Drabanim was not they worried about the Xer Shot of Katan. The Iker Xer Drabanim was Lishma. You need Lishma for the Tofes. As the Rambam says right there when he describes this case, the Rambam, when he describes here Chiddushot and the Katan, he says, Shlohi Tira Lichtov Tosa Gittin Shlohi Lashma Lachachila and Leitakon Asofagos Biarnu. They did not permit writing the Tofa Shlohi Lashma Lachachila. Only for Takana Sofer. But otherwise, they made a Gzeira that you need to write the Tofes Lashma. Okay, so there's this Gzeira you need to write the Tofes Lashma Lechatchila. However, what type of Lashma? What's the nature of this Lashma? Maybe you could say when the Rabbanim or Gozer Lashma Lechatchila on the Tofes, and notice for the Rambam, it's only Lechatchila, that's Machlok, so you showed him when it's Lechatchila, B'dieved. The Rambam holds. Very clearly, only Lechatchila, B'dieved, we don't care about the Tofes. It can't be the same kind of Gzeira. It can't be the same kind of Gzeira. Over here, let's just add for the Rambam, Lechatchila, says the Rambam. So what can you say here? You can say, this is the Lishma of Kohanas Totah. For the Toref, the real Lishma you need for the Toref is the Totsah. You have to have in mind that by writing this Toref is what's going to divorce her, according to Rav Chanan. Or according to the Rav, that writing this Toref is already beginning to divorce this woman. However, maybe you could say that, and this is what Rav Malin says, we got a chance to look it up, or Rav Lichtenstein also said this, in not just in Shir, in an article he published in Beis Yitzchak many, many, many decades ago. They couldn't be gozer this in the Tofes. The Tofes is not what really divorces her. The Tofes has no Totsah. There is no Totsah of the Tofes. You don't actually need the Tofes. The Tofes accomplishes nothing. They couldn't be gozer. I mean, couldn't. They could be gozer wherever they want, but it was not conceptually neat to be gozer kavanas Totsah in the Tofes because there is no Totsah to the Tofes. Therefore, when it came to the Tofes, they were only gozer kavanas maaseh. And therefore, since there is no Totsa'a to the Tofes, we know the Tofes doesn't accomplish anything. We know that Mida Oraisa Me'ikra Din, the Tofes is not necessary, the Tofes is only, you know, Lechatchila, that just to avoid confusion, etc. But we know it doesn't accomplish anything. If it doesn't accomplish anything, therefore, they were only goes there lower level Lishma of Kavasmas. Maybe you could say then, I know this is a little fancy, you don't have to cobble it, but maybe for the Rambam you could say a fancy Tzvei Dinim of Lishma. Maybe both Sod and the Rabban's Chakira are correct. For the Toref, which has a result, the Toref causes a result, you need Kavanas Totsah, and therefore Godel and Gavel doesn't work. Me'ikaradin. But for the Tofes, which has no result, they weren't gozer lishma of a result, because there is no result to the Toref. It was just laughable for them to be gozer lishma of a result on something that has no result. And therefore, they're only gozer lishma of the Maisa. Lishma of the Maisa, Godel and Gavel, is good enough. And theoretically, you can say the same thing for the Re, according to Rabbi Meir and the Havamina. How come for Chasima, Godel and Gabel doesn't work? You need full Lishma. But for Ksiva, for Chasima, Katan, when we're getting responsible Eidos, but it doesn't matter. Tos assumes conceptually, Godel and Gabel doesn't work for real Lishmas that are, for real Lishmas, but Godel and Gabel does work for the Lishma of the Ksiva. Maybe because for Rabbi Meir, the Ksiva has no result. And therefore, they were only gozer lishma of the masa, but Hasima, which has the result, they were gozer lishma. You need the shma even for the totsah. Okay, but for the Rambam, I think works very nicely. Again, if you want to see this in print, Rav Arieh Malin said it. Rav Lichtenstein wrote an article in Beis Yitzchak many decades ago. But I don't think you need to see it in print. If it makes sense to you, then it makes sense to you. And if it doesn't make sense to you, then you should be no seipanim. And even if someone wrote it in print, you don't have to believe it. I got a smile out of Abe there. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say so far about the Ramban. And this is very Yesodistic, and we'll have to come back to this in terms of two, which are three drachim, and what Lishma is all about. And what do? We use that to explain, not we. The Ramban used that to explain Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Elchanan says it could explain Rav Huna versus Rav Yehuda. or it could explain different shitas the Rishonim within Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. After all, within Rav Huna there's different shitas the Rishonim, within Rav Yehuda there's different shitas the Rishonim. And therefore, Rav Elchanan wanted to say that we'd hope that the Rishonim would argue and say the same thing about Gadol Amal Gabav as they say about Bittul HaGet. It's hard to tell with all of them because not all the Rishonim say how they passed it. Some of them just say Perushim. And some of them just say Psakim. And thirdly, we said maybe there's a Tzvei Dinim even within Gittin. Why would the Rambam have this funny and the Rif have this funny halfway Shita? Could be for the Korban Nisanal suggestion. Or it could be because they want to be Gozer Lishman the Tofes. They couldn't be Gozer the same type of Lishman the Tofes as the Torah because it wasn't Shayach. I mean, they could do whatever they want, but they conceptually were not eager to be Gozer. We're not comfortable being Gozer the same kind of Lishman the Tofes of the Torah because it's not so conceptually Shayach. And therefore, they were Gozer a lower level Lishma. That's why Gadol Amal Gabav works. Okay, if there's no questions, we'll go on to today's Makoro sheet. Goy. What's shot with Goy? In the course of the Shakta Vatari about Rav Huna, the Gemara says, Rav Huna says, Gadol Amal Gabav helps someone who can't normally have Kavana have Kavana. Chayr Shem Tzvakata can't have Kavana, but Gadol Amal Gabav helps them. Likewise, if Goy can't or doesn't have Kavana, but Gadol Amal Gabav helps him. So, the Gemara is Doche, and right here, Hadar Amram. Sorry, one second. Yeah, the Chitay Machinam Vatanya Ogcham Pasol. Ogcham Ledaite Denafshe Avad. Ogcham Ledaite Denafshe. Even though Rav Nachman changes his mind and says our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Lechora he admit that for Rabbi Elazar, or perhaps he would admit whoever holds from Gadol Amal Gabav would have to admit that for Rabbi Elazar, Goy Akum Ledaite Denafshe Avad. What does it mean that a goy is acting with daite de nafshi? Why can't a goy work if Yisrael Amal Gabav and directs him to do it l'shma? Why is a goy necessarily a daite de nafshi avad? So here we have a fundamental machlokas, goy a daite de nafshi avad. Let's just get ourselves a board here. Akum. Is this practical or is this formal? Is it a din or is it a mitzius? Who says it's practical? That it's not a halos, it's not a formal category, it's just that practically he doesn't listen, right? Right? You know, some people don't listen, right? Some of us are old enough to have kids who are no longer babies. Right, you know, sometimes they just don't listen. Okay. The Gemara says they do, so maybe we did something wrong. Okay, Rosh Hashanah does listen. But a guy, Mamish, doesn't listen. Go tell the guy what to do, he doesn't listen. Who says it's practical that he just doesn't listen?
Rashi,
right? What is Rashi saying? Rashi says, interestingly, you could have said, why doesn't he listen? Because he's a guy. Because Goyim don't listen to Jews. Or you could say, apparently Rashi, Rashi thought you could find Goyim who listen. You know, there are Goyim who are very, very good about halacha. Right, they ask Gary Willard to introduce you to John Brown, right? The real estate lawyer, I think he is, who buys all the chametz in much of the New York City area. No, there are goyim who understand very well how to listen to halacha. Says Rashi, though, you know who doesn't listen? Adults don't listen. Kids listen because they are somewhat weak-willed. They're used to taking direction. Okay, I guess certainly in Rashi's days, if I didn't want to give away my age, I would start talking about how in the old days, kids knew how to listen, and not like nowadays when et cetera, et cetera. When they think they know better, et cetera. But kids know how to listen, and the Shota V'cher Shota V'cher knows how to listen because they know they don't know anything. However, says Rashi, da gadol v'yesh bo das, a guy is a gadol with das, and therefore, afish de omer lo, shemu gamer kain, shemu gamer libo l'shem acher, el katan ein lo das al mashadam sameyu. Katan has no das, he just listens. But a goy is a gadol has own das, and I'm telling him write it for Rachel, but maybe he has a mind for Leah. How do I know? I'm telling him write it for this Rachel, maybe he has a mind for a different Rachel. Okay, why would he have such perverse things in mind? I don't know, but just you never know what people have in mind. So says, this is the Shita of Rashi, says Rashi, ulai niskavein L'shem acher. Rashi says because he's a gadol. You could have also said because he's a guy. Could have said goyim don't listen. Yeah, we assume Alfi Rov that goyim don't listen to Jews, right? Because Rashi can get into a little interesting question. What about a goy katan? What about an 8-year-old guy? Does he work with gadol amal gaba or not? I mean, he struggles with this, and he says something like, "Oh, and since a gadol doesn't work, katan doesn't work," and we're not sure what he means. You know, Rashi will have to either bite one of two bullets. Either say, Taka, an 8-year-old guy works, only a 20-year-old guy doesn't work. Or I'll have to say, no, me drabbanan, they were going to an 8-year-old guy out to a 20-year-old guy. Fine. Or you could have said because of the guy, because guyim don't listen to Jews when it comes to religious matters. Right, I don't think it's so crazy. The guyim don't hold from our religion. They're not shy to our religion. So they don't, practically, they don't listen to us. They don't take it seriously. So Rashi doesn't say, but I think you could say because he's a guy. Okay. That's what Rashi says. What is the nafgamina of Rashi that Taka many achronim try to paskin like in the Kesef Mishnah? He has this in his Beis Yosef. Also thinks the Ramban and Rashba, and how he knows the Ramban and Rashba would say this. And I didn't put this in the Beis Shmuel on the side of Shulchan Aruch. Also, is Choshesh to paskin this way? What's the nafgamina for Psak if it's a practical problem, Isaac? What's the nafgamina for Psak, anyone? If it's a practical problem, not a formal problem. Okay, maybe I imagine the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Exactly. He says, Ikel Omega. Because of Nachri Torah, from my bottle with Vada, I'm sure the Nachri died to Nafshi of it. Below Lishma, but Ikel is spooky to Makabas of Lishma. If Mustopek, maybe he listened. He might have listened. There's no Chazaka that he never listened. Sometimes people listen. Then narrowly, now he says something a little radical, exegetically. That's what the Rav Magid Mishnah meant when he said if the guy writes the Torah, it's pasul ubatel. Lokos of batel hu stam. Why didn't he say batel? Why did he say pasul ubatel? So in the spooky Masaf collected breaches, he meant Masupa. Pasul means pasul drabbanim, but really kosher. Batel means batel midoraisa. Says pasul and batel. I thought pasul and batel is worse than just batel. Says no, batel means batel bavadai. Pasul and batel means maybe pasul, maybe batel, maybe really not so bad, maybe really bad. Really, it's a suffix to oraisa. Nafkamina again would be, you know, if her husband drops dead because you marry a kohen, right? So says the Kesef Mishnah in the das of the Magen Mishnah. Nope, suffix gerushin, she can't marry a kohen. And then he continues, says even though the Rambam didn't write that. No, the Ramban and the Rashba, who say you don't need to increase us for writing, if the only problem is the Daiti Dinafsha, we'll come back to what he means. If the only problem is the Daiti Dinafsha and not B'nei Krisos, then he thinks the Ramban and the Rashba would agree with this. Basically, he thinks anyone who holds a Daiti Dinafsha thinks it's only a practical problem. Oh, why did the Rambam say Batal B'vadai? Because the Rambam holds a Daiti Dinafsha. It's because of Lavne Krisos, right? Which is the question, remember, that have me in this long Tosfos. But let's say the Rambam at the Rashi, and we'll add the Kesef Mishnah. And what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is that it's only that it is a Safi get. Nafkamina is it is a Safi get. There's many Nafkaminas to a Safi get, as opposed to being not a get at all. The main Nafkamina is a Kohen. It's a Safi get. Then she's now Asura Kohen. Obviously, there's also enough being in terms of the whole Ma'arechet Yachasim between her and her husband from now on, now that she's suffering divorce. So he doesn't get any of the financial privileges anymore, etc. Etc., right? There's an Iserbia, etc. Suffering get, and this is what the Kesef Mishnah says in the Das of the Magid Mishnah, that's the Rava Magid, the Ramban, and the Rashba. And if you read him carefully, he's not just saying in the Das Magen Mishnah, the Ramban and the Rashba. He's saying, anyone who passes to the Daiti Dinafshe, that's what they mean. They mean Pasul Misafik. Anyone who passes to the Daiti Dinafshe means Pasul Misafik. And that fits our Gemara. Yeah, he's not kosher because it's going to be a Safik get. So what good is that? That's a big chiddush. And he thinks the only reason Ramban says Vadai Batel is because the Ramban says Vadai Batel is because the Rambam doesn't hold from Daita Dinafshe. The Rambam holds from a different reason, which is not found explicitly in the Gemara, but he holds from anyway, which we'll mention in a moment. That's a big chiddush, the Kesem Mishnah, but you should know the Beis Yosef on the Torah brings down this big chiddush. The Beis Shmuel on the side of Shulchan Aruch also brings down this big chiddush. Halacha l'maisa, I don't know. I haven't checked with the modern day poskim, meaning I've never heard of it coming up, halacha l'maisa. When would you ever hear of a goy writing again nowadays, halacha l'maisa? But it could be that halacha l'maisa, that we would be machmer. If a goy wrote a get, maybe we'd be machmer for Rashi in the Kesef Mishnah and say that if a goy wrote a get, it's only suffig megreshes, suffig ain't megreshes. And therefore, she'd be forbidden to a kohen from now on. Okay, I'm not poskening. It's unlikely to come up in our lifetime now that Gittin are bureaucratic things written in Beis Din. It's unlikely that the Beis Din will have a goyish sofer. Although you wonder, you know, in this fascinating case, you know, what if all of a sudden they discovered the sofer was a guy? New sofer came to town, wrote a get, they discovered he's a guy. What's the status of this lady? Avada, she's not allowed to remarry. Question is, you know, her husband was a Kohen who divorced her, and as soon as he divorced her, he regretted it. Now they discover the sofer's a guy. Can they get back together and live happily ever after again? Is there a happy ending to the story? In a movie, for sure, there'd be a happy ending to the story. He divorced her rashly. Now he's a Kohen. Now they're stuck. They're both crying. The last scene of the movie is always something unrealistic. They discover the sofer's a guy, and now the get is batal, and they can get back together. But says Rashi, it says the Kesef Mishnah, no! Kesef Mishnah ruins the whole movie, right? It's mamish in production. They finish filming all the scenes. They're about to put it in the theater. Kesef Mishnah comes and vetoes it, says this movie is rated X, because I'm putting an X through the svara, and it doesn't work halachically, and they can't show it in the theaters. Okay, so that's the Kesef Mishnah. However, that's definitely not the sheet of the Rambam. Even the Kesef Mishnah admits that's not the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says very clearly, "V'im kasav haget echad mihamisha elu." If one of these five, chayr chotav katan goy, all of whom are mentioned in Gemara and Evan, which is controversial, writes this, then eino get afal pisha chasbu eduk sherem and imsolak sherem. Eino get means bevade eino get, 100% bevade eino get. It is not a get at all in any way, shape, or form. So for the Rambam, it's hard to say this is a practical problem. If it's a practical problem, the Kesef Mishnah is right. It should only be a suffix. For the Rambam, it seems to be a formal problem. And that's what the Rambam says. Badai. Ain't no get. It seems to me that Tosfos also thinks it's a formal problem. Why? Because what does Tosfos ask? Tosfos asks, "Over chum dait in afshikav etaim alarid per gein mamidim by Rav Yehuda milo l'shma vafilu hachi katani yimalar moi velo amar dait in afshikavid." Why don't we pasul mila nagoi because of a dait in afshikavid? Why is a guy allowed to do bris mila if mila needs l'shma? If a guy can't do l'shma, a guy can't do l'shma. What's pshat? The Omeri the had amar dait in afshikavid hanu shoses stam. L'dayeh d'nafshi of it means he's doing it stam. The gabi get stam lav l'shmakoi, by a get stam is not good enough. Could amar reish lachem, yishem d'stam yish lav l'gersh. And the man mila stam l'shmakoi, and amar z'vachem stam l'shmakoi. Mila stam is good enough, but by getting stam is not good enough. The truth is, now I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure if you can dig from Tosfos. Tosfos is definitely different than Rashi. Rashi says we're worried he might write it having in mind a different person. Shalol l'shma l'gamri, right? Shalol l'shma ba'ofen kitzoni. Tosa says, nah, we're not worried about shalol l'shma l'gamri. Then we worry about Mila as well. We just think it's stam. But the truth is, reading Tosos now, I'm not sure what Tosos means. Does Tosos mean, like the Rambam, it's formally considered bevadai l'shma? But it could be that Tosos might be similar to Rashi still. No, Tosos just means we're not sure if he listened or wrote it l'shma. So I'm not sure if Tosas, you know, I thought the Lashon of Tosas sounded a little more like the Ofen Vadai. It is Lashma, but I'm not sure. It could be that Tosas really means, you know, B'derech Safik. He might have written it Lashma. So maybe I'll just keep the Rambam here.
Ready? Is yeah. Tosas saying that Stam and Gittin is equal to Lo Lashma?
Yes, Stam and Gittin is equal to Lo Lashma halachically. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Zachin. He just thinks Ben Tzias, the guy, doesn't write it for a different person. He just writes it Stam, although halachli, it's just as bad. Halachli is just as bad. So, okay, so maybe I'm not, I won't put Tosfos on this chart. Anyway, clearly the Rambam holds that it is a formal vaday psul and not a practical problem. And Tosfos, you know, I'm not sure. Hainusha oses stam, does Tosfos mean he's for sure oses stam? Which case, how do we know he's for sure oses stam? It's a formal din. Or does Tosfos mean, like Rashi, dilma oses stam? Certainly the, you know, rehitas lashon of Tosfos would sound a little more like it's halostam. But I realize I can't prove it, so I'll write the Rambam and maybe Tosfos say that once you're going to say it's a tolvadai, you can't say it's a practical problem he doesn't listen. Because maybe he does listen. How can you prove he doesn't listen? Right? When it's a practical problem, I think it has to be a suffix, which the Kesemish is intuition. And the Kesemish doesn't even have another possibility. It's a formal problem. The question is, what's the nature of this formal problem? After all, he might listen. Right? He might listen. What's the nature of this formal problem? So says the Kesemish himself in the Rambam. Says the Kesemish, if it's a formal problem, it's not called Daitin and Afshika Avid. Here he's agreeing with the Lechem Mishnah on Halacha Tezayin, that who thinks that the Rambam has two separate reasons to Pasul Agoy. One reason to Pasul Agoy is a Daitin and Afshika Avid. He might not listen. The other reason to Pasul Agoy is Tosos' question. Tosos asked the question in that long Gemara Lavne Dan, one of the most important Tosos in our Masechet. We haven't even gotten to half of the importance of this Tosos yet. Tosos says, why isn't a chair shot to be cut in puzzle? Because he's lav b'nei krisos ninhu. Joseph asks. Give me half a second.
Opposite Masnisan in the
Dim Tomar Valabne Krisus Ninhu. Tos asks, why is the Khirshot of Katan Pasol because he's not been Krisus? And we know in Dafchav Gimel and Aleph Tamid Beis, and Hefti can't be a Shliach to receive the get because he's not Shaykh to marriage. Khirshot of Katan also can't get married. Yisom the Khashiv Nekrisos and Dil Katan and Shtapa Shota have Nekrisus. No, Khirshot of Katan is Nekrisus because the Katan can grow up and the Shota could be cured and the Khirsh could be cured and then they'll get married. Why do they have to puzzle a guy because of Daitin and Afshay? Why not puzzle a guy because a guy is certainly loved to increase us? A guy cannot get married. And Tosfos, some reason why answer, no, he can convert and get married. But Tosfos thinks, no, that's going a little too far. And then Tosfos says, you're right. Tosfos says, you know what the answer is? The answer is you don't always need to increase us. You don't even increase us for Ksivas Get. But the Rambam thinks you do need to increase us for Ksivas Get because the Rambam says, since a guy, since an Eved has not been a Krisos, an Eved cannot write the get. And if the Eved writes it, it's Eno get midoraisa. So says the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam has two psalm of a guy. One psalm is lav ben Krisos, and the other psalm is daitei denafshei. And what the Kesem Mishnah implies, that daitei denafshei would only be a suffix psalm. The reason the Rambam gives a vadei psalm is because of the other independent reason of lav ben Krisos. Now, I'm not saying I agree with this shot in any way, shape, or form, as I will try to prove to you, convince you of in a little bit. But what is the formal psul, right? What is the formal psul with the Harambam? So, one is the Kesef Mishnah, says the Kesef Mishnah. No, better than that. It's not l'daite d'nafshe, but rather lav b'nei krisos. The formal psul is not daite d'nafshe at all. Rather, it's lav b'nei krisos. Nope, the formal psul is not daite d'nafshe. It's lav b'nei krisos. Then why does Ram even write l'daite d'nafshe? Okay, that's going to get a little dachuk, and we will come back to it. It's very dachuk. If there's two psulim, one called lav ben krisus and one called daitei denafshe, and lav ben krisus is the real psul bavadai because daitei denafshe is only suffig, why when the Rambam introduces guy does he say it's no good because it's the daitei denafshe covet? Not bringing lav ben krisus till he discusses evet. It's a little funny. So Lechem says, well, because lav ben krisus machlokas is a dispute, not a machlokas, a dispute of the Amoraim later on. So the Rambam didn't want to say it right away because it's disputable. That never bothered around the Mishnah Torah. It's a very dachuk shot to say that the real reason the guy's puzzle is because a lot of the krisos when the Rambam says because daiti d'nafshi. Okay, but that's because the Mishnah thinks. What's the other pshat? The other pshat is no. It's a formal. This is what the Chazon Ish says. Says the Chazon Ish. Nope. It's a formal din because he's a gadol. It's a formal din that gadol is a daite d'nafshei ka'avid. Why is gadol daite d'nafshei avid? It's like this. And this goes back to what daite d'nafshei avid means. I think this, he doesn't say this. I think this works. This makes the most sense according to Rabbeinu Yonah. If daite d'nafshei avid, if l'daite d'nafshei avid means that, sorry, if gadol magabav means I educate him to do it on his own, and l'daite d'nafshei avid means he resists my education and doesn't listen to my suggestions, then that doesn't seem to be a formal thing. That sounds like a practical thing. But if you take the idea of Rabbeinu Yonah, daite d'nafshei ka'avid means that he's doing the maisa, but I'm supplying the das. His maisa is subsumed under my kavana. Then you could say like this, when he doesn't have dasa of his own, then what das is directing this maisa? My das. If he doesn't have his own das, then it's my das that is directing this maisa. I'm telling him what to do. He doesn't have das. So whose das is connected to this maisa? Mine, because he doesn't have. But when he has his own das, then you can't say my das is connected to the maisa, because he has his own das. How can my das be connected to the maisa if he has a das? Only when there's a das vacuum can someone else's das step in. Meaning any maisa could be viewed as viewing from one person's kavana. If a katan did it who doesn't have kavana, then it's whoever is telling him what to do is kavana. But if a gadol does it who does have kavana, then how can you say it's a omer al gadol's kavana? There's already someone whose das is involved here. You can't have two people's das directing one action. And that's what the Chazon Ish says, and that makes makes a lot of sense. It's a formal din because he is a gadol. Meaning, what's the formal din? Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say the words Rabbeinu Yonah here. But I think, again, I'm very, very much not convinced by this Kesher Mishnah Lecha Mishnah that the Rambam has two independent reasons and his real reason for posseling a guy is Lav Bnei Krisos, even though the reason he says he posseles a guy is because Adaiti D'Nafshi Ovid. So maybe the answer is no. Adaiti D'Nafshi Ovid is his own formal soul. How can Adaiti D'Nafshi Ovid be a formal soul? Maybe he listens, maybe he doesn't. It's not a matter of whether he listens. It's a matter of whose das is responsible for this maisa. If the oseh doesn't have das, then the me'aseh, the omer al gabav's das counts. But if the oseh has his own das, then how is my das relevant if the oseh has his own das? The gadol al gabav's das can only be relevant if there's no other das in between. There's no other das being mopsik, right? So that's basically that. I think that's probably the most pashut svara. Again, you have to assume goes back. There's another nafkamina than Rabbeinu Yonah. Because if you don't say like Rabbeinu Yonah, then it's a little difficult. Like, why can't I teach him? But if you say like Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not about teaching him, but rather it's about taking over the maisa. It's about taking over control of this maisa. It's about being in charge of this maisa. Then I understand. If he doesn't know what he's doing, then I know what I'm doing. But if he knows what he's doing, then I am totally irrelevant. That's what Chazon Ish said. That was in Brex. It says, if you could say that his action was merely tafel to my command, then the Yisrael would give it lishma, not the Nachri. Then the mice of the Chirish Katan are just the arrows of the Omen al Gabav, and the Omen al Gabav's das is relevant. Al Kavan the Gadol Sheishbu Das Nechshav Kosal Das Atzol Nechshav Chitzav Shemushalcho Lo Choshev Lishma Achim Choshev Lishmo. Right, that's the principle. If a Katan does something, he's merely my tool, my chitzin. I'm directing him because he doesn't know what he's doing, so my das is relevant. If a Gadol does something, he's his own person. My das is not relevant, even if he decides to listen to me. He decides to listen to me using his own das, not because I'm controlling him. And therefore, once he has his own das, therefore his das is koveya and not my formal din because he's a gadol. And again,
isn't the problem with his own das still because he's loving a creature?
Ah, good point. Hold that thought. That is a very good point. Of course, what Shmuel's pointing out is that there's one step before this in the Gemara. What's the step before this in the Gemara? The step before this in the Gemara, the step before this in the Gemara is that, forget about Godel Amal Gabov. Why can't he do it stam, on his own? Chereshot, we're calling him to do it on his own because they don't have das. Why can't a guy do it on his own? I skipped that line in the Chazanish. Maybe it was unfair. Forget about why Godel Amal, I'm explaining why Godel Amal Gabov doesn't work by a guy. But why can't the guy stam do it on his own? So then the answer is, because since a guy is mufka from Torah, from krisos, from mitzvos, therefore the guy's machshava about Torah dikinyanim is not halachically significant. A machshava about something that's not shaykh to you, labne krisos, not halachically significant. So I'd admit that maybe the reason the guy can't do it on his own might be lav b'nei krisos or lav b'nei Torah or something like that. The guy can't do it on his own because he's not shayech, so he can't have kavana. I mean, physically can't. I mean, it's not called kavana. It's not called kavana if you think about something that you are not shayech to. I'm just asking the second step question. The Gemara says, "Davar pashut, the guy can't do it on his own." The Gemara never asked why a guy couldn't do it on his own. The Gemara just asked why a guy can't do it with Godel and El Gabav. Granted, the guy can't do it on his own, but why can't the guy do it with Godel and El Gabav? Then the answer is a daiti denafshika ovid. And what does that mean? That means that it's a formal din, a daiti denafshika ovid, that since he has his own das, he's not a tool in my hands, he's an independent person, therefore his das is koveya, and my das is not koveya. Okay, Rav Chaim, I think understood this in a third way. If you look at the Rav Chaim I put here, to find him. Said Rav Chaim, here we are, in Hilchas Tefillin. He quoted, anyone remember all the stories about Rav Chaim that the Rav loved to tell? They all involve who? Who's the Robin to Rav Chaim's Batman?
Simcha Rieger.
Right, Rav Simcha Zelig. So here he quotes Rav Simcha Zelig, right? For Heruni Ko Yedidi, Hagon Rav Simcha Zelig. Right? Not like nowadays people think it means Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Simcha Zelig, the famous Rav Simcha Zelig from all the stories the Rav liked to tell. It's not an umdina that doesn't mean lishma. Right? Not a practical thing. Keep so medina, it's a formal psal. Says Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger. Jew is Mechal Shabbos has been in a guy. Doesn't that prove that it's a formal din? If it's a practical thing, why just because Jew is Mechal Shabbos, why does that make him like a guy? Okay, you could have said, okay. The name do rak umdinavad, my shaykhuzubazadun. If it's just an umdina, then who cares that a Mechal Shabbos like a guy? Shmuel can answer that question, but we won't give him a chance to now. Elavadai, dapsul dinachi medina. Behind the Kamoshika Stavnu, the Hadanachi, the Dietin Nafshika of it, Houdina, the Lohio Beidin, Sivoya Bailim, the Sham Begirish and the Dover Pasha, the Velotivia Baal, Ha Lohavi Lishma. Okay, there's a lot he's saying there. Let me try to preface why what he's saying makes sense. Let me go back to the, the Rambam. You could have said, by the way, that, I guess theoretically could you have said, but it's a little more dachuk. You could have said like the Chazon Ish, but not because he's a gadol, rather because he's a goy. A Jew and a Jew could join together to do an action jointly. I'll think and you'll act. But a Jew and a goy who are not united the way two Jews are cannot combine to do an action jointly. Again, based on Rina Yona, maybe you also could have said because he's a goy, not because he's a gadol. Again, the nafkamina being even a goy katan. All Jews are guf echad. So if I think and you act, we can view that as one joint action and my machshav is misarf to your maisa. A Jew and a guy are not, a Jew and a guy are not fundamentally united. And therefore, when I think and the guy acts, we can't view that as one united inyan. So I'm saying maybe you could also say the same svara, but maybe you'd need a little more drush, you know, because he's a guy. What do I mean by that? You could say also, this is the Chazon Ish, again, the Chazon Ish doesn't quote Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm accusing him of this. It's all about Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not about me teaching him. It's about me teaching him that a Daiti D'Nafshi is a practical soul. Or you're going to have to find a different soul that's not a Daiti D'Nafshi, like that Kesed Mishnah. Rather, it is a formal soul. How do you have a formal soul? Because Rabbeinu Yonah says, my machshav is inspired to his maisa. So the way the Chazon Ish says it, my machshav is inspired to his maisa if he doesn't have his own machshava. If he has his own machshava, then his machshava is inspired to his maisa, not mine. You can also say this is a guy. A Jew's machshava is inspired to a Jew's maisa. A Jew's machshav is not mitzarif to a guy's maisa because Jews are fundamentally united, and a Jew and a guy are fundamentally disparate and not unified. Okay, maybe you'll call it two drashi, lo mashaneh. Rav Chaim, I think, is saying something very different, and I don't think we understand the amkus of Rav Chaim until we give it a few prefaces. To give this Rav Chaim a few prefaces, we're going to need a whole shiur, but let's start. We need to start with the Rambam. Here, let's look at this very difficult Rambam. So, it's getting a little messy here. I apologize. Rach and dot, dot, dot. We'll have to explain this, right? That's an ellipsis. Okay, it's a little silly to write an ellipsis there. Here. Put the ellipsis right after the grach. Okay, we're going to explain. Now, I want to go back to the Rambam, and I want to have a fight with you about the Rambam. Okay? You guys will be the Kesef Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah, and I'll be Pshat in the Rambam. Okay, and we'll see who wins. Says the Rambam, Halacha Tezayin, V'lama in Kos V'nei Lua Chamisha, Mivnei Shetzar HaKosei V'tol V'shem HaYisham Agar V'shem HaYisham Eskareshes. Because you need Lashma. Ba'goy Aldas Atzmo Hu Kosei. And the guy is writing Aldas Atzmo. The guy is writing Aldas Atzmo. And therefore, it's not Lashma. The Chimishot V'kad an Einim B'nei Das, and therefore, it's not Lashma. The Eved, and what about an Eved? An Eved is a big machlokes. We know the Rush said that an Eved can write a get. What's wrong with an Eved writing a get? Why shouldn't it? Not because it's got a little gavin. An Eved could write a get stam. Because why shouldn't an Eved be able to write a get? He's a Jew. And he's a Jew, and he has das. He's a Jewish shayach to the Torah. He has das. He's not a chinuch shoto v'katan. And like Tosos, most Rishonim say, you don't even increase us for writing the get. You just need to be Jewish and have das. Jewish, because only a Jew can really have lishma about something from the Torah. Whether or not he does this particular thing from the Torah, he can fill lishma if he's Jewish. And you need to be a gadol to have das. So, but the Rambam pasul an Eved, big fish. Why did the Rambam pasul an Eved? But Eved ain't a b'toritz getting the kiddushin. He's not b'toritz getting the kiddushin. That's called lav nekrisos loshem tosos. Ain't a b'toritz getting the kiddushin loshem the Gemara. But it's the same concept, same Gemara they're referring to. Lafika hu pasul ke goy v'chol devar. Therefore, he's pasul like a goy for all purposes. And if one of these five wrote the get, then it's ain't a get. It's totally, totally batel. Here, what's interesting? What did the Rambam say? The goy is pasul because I died to the nafshi of it. Aldas atzmo, and an eved is puzzled like a guy because he's not the Torah's getting vikidushin. Now here it's a little funny. The guy is puzzled because das atzmo who oseh, and the eved is like a guy. What do we expect to say? The eved is like a guy because it's also das atzmo oseh. No, the eved is like a guy because he's not the Torah's getting vikidushin. Okay, what does this mean? The eved is like a guy because he's not the Torah's getting vikidushin. The soul of a guy wasn't because he's not the Torah's getting vikidushin. The soul of a guy is because I did an afshe avad. This is the fundamental exegetical problem in the Rambam. So let us just put this Rambam, this fundamental problem there. This is the Rambam in Perek Gimel. Halacha tes zayin. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, guy, why is a guy puzzle? Because Adaite Dinafshe Avad. Okay, the Rambam wrote in Hebrew, of course, in Mishnah Torah, not Aramaic. That's right. Aldas Atzmo Usa. Right? Adaite Dinafshe Avad. And an Eved is pasul like a guy. He didn't have to say like a guy, but he said like a guy, right? Ke guy l'chol devarav. The Eved is the same soul of a guy. Why? Because eino b'toras yitin v'kiddushin. The stira is glaring. If an Eved is pasul like a guy because he's not b'toras yitin v'kiddushin, then the guy is pasul because he's not b'toras yitin v'kiddushin. The guy is possibly not b'toras getting mikidushin. Then why do you say I died to nafshe of it? He should have just said ain't b'toras getting mikidushin, right? That's the glaring stira. What does the Lecha Mishnah do with the stira? It says Avagav the Gemara nasnu tam lenokshu died to nafshe of it. Ah, he asked the stira. Masha that a time day in the b'toras mikidushin lo ahani leniksiva milo give legemar gavri nachi shloma to suffer a bein and to who I think having matzilin rach taima. No, the Gemara could have given two answers. The Gemara said Daiti Nafshin. The Gemara also could have given the answer of Ein B'Torah Getting Mikidushin. There are two reasons a guy is puzzle. But why did the Gemara give the reason of Daiti Nafshin, not Ein B'Torah Getting Mikidushin? The answer is because on this reason, Ein B'Torah Getting Mikidushin, he can warm on the Aspirali. Some people argue on in the Gemara. It's not really an argument. They just like have Shaklatari against it. The Rama wrote a Daiti Nafshin of it because that's a reason that no one argued with in the Gemara. Okay, so basically says the, what's pshat? So one approach is the Lechem Mishnah. And Lechora, that's what the Kesef Mishnah means. I'm, the truth is that, can I promise you that's what the Kesef Mishnah means? Maybe I can't promise you. The Lechem Mishnah says, no, there are two independent psulim, atzmaim independent. There are two independent psulim. One reason a guy is possible is that daitid nafshi aved. The other reason a guy is possible is because he's ain't b'toras getting mikidushin. Therefore, the Rama first gives the reason of daitid nafshi aved, and then says you should know the eved's possible like a guy because the guy has a second reason of ain't b'toras getting mikidushin that applies to an eved. Okay, that's the Kesef Mishnah. Also sounds like he doesn't say explicitly. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? A daitid nafshi aved would not be a vaday psul. The reason the Rambam gives a vaday psul is because he holds you need b'nei krisos, that's called b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. He certainly implies that it's two different psulim, although he doesn't say so explicitly. Right, so the Lecha Mishnah and maybe the Kesef Mishnah as well. Right, says there are two different psulim. It's not just me. A lot of the Achronim say, if you look in the back of the Rambam, the Sefer Kovetz and others say that's a very dachuk pshat in the Rambam. Really, that's pshat in the Rambam. There are two different psulim. That's how the Rama writes his book. There are two reasons a guy is puzzled. And when he says a guy is puzzled, then he says one. And then he says an Ev is puzzled just like a guy, and there he throws in reason two why the guy is puzzled. It's a little dumb. That's not how the Rama writes his Mishnah Torah. There's two reasons. He only tells you one, and then he throws in the second one about Eved, not about guy. And it's also a little dachuk in the Gemara. Tainach, the reason of B'toras getting mikidushin, some people as kashas on, but it is the psak halacha in the end. And especially according to the Kesef Mishnah, if you're going to say that daita nafshi is only suffix psul, why would they ever mention a suffix psul if there's a vada psul? Okay, what's the other option? The other option is no, that it's only one psul. It's only one psul. He's a daita nafshi avad, but why is he a daita nafshi avad? And this is how Rav Chaim understood it. He doesn't approach it in quite these words. He's a daitid nafshi avad because he's ainu b'toras getting v'kiddushin. That's how the Rambam reads. A guy is possible because a daitid nafshi avad. And an eved is just like a guy. What do you mean just like a guy? Just like a guy, a daitid nafshi avad. Why is an eved just like a guy, a daitid nafshi avad? Because where does a daitid nafshi avad come from? It comes from ainu b'toras getting v'kiddushin. So just like a guy is a daitid nafshi avad because he's eino b'toras getting mikidushin, likewise an eved is a daitid nafshi avad because he's eino b'toras getting mikidushin. That is, I think that's the pashut shot in the, well, you know what? Someone wanted to be stubborn and suggest a different shot in the Rambam. I think Shmuel suggested a different shot in the Rambam before, if I read between the lines correctly.
Isn't this very similar to the Chazon Ish? This Mahalach of Reb Chaim?
No, this is very similar to Chazon Ish. maybe you could say, and this is really what the Chazon Ish says. No, it is one. Two-step soul. This is what the Chazon Ish says. And could he stick this into the Rambam? He could, except for the fact there's one reason I'm going to like Rav Chaim. What can you say based on the Chazon Ish? Again, the Chazon Ish is not saying the Rambam. But what did Shmuel Goldberg want to imply before? He wanted to imply it's one two-step soul. What's a two-step soul? Right, Shmuel, this is what you wanted to imply before, wasn't it? Yes, I understand your implications. Okay, what's the two-step soul? Step one is his own Kavana doesn't count because his own Kavana is no good on his own because Eino B'Torah gets the Kiddushin. Why can't the guy just have Kavana on his own? Because he's not B'Torah getting the Kiddushin. Therefore, his Kavana is not Shaya because you can't have Kavana if it's something that you're not B'Torah. Why can't the Eved have Kavana on his own?
Change the message, say don't leave messages, or should I just say?
Because he's
Eino B'Torah. So easy to listen to them.
The Kiddushin. What's step two? Step two is, granted, he can't have his own Kavana because Eino B'Torah getting the Kiddushin. And this is the Chazon Ish. He's not saying in the Rambam, but it would be better in the Rambam than the Lechem Mishnah, in my humble opinion, although not as good as Rav Chaim, in my humble opinion. What's he saying in the Rambam? Step two is, Teinach, he can't have his own Kavana. You know, Chirish Shalt also can't have their own Kavana. But why can't the Gadol take over his Kavana? You can't be Mitzaref the Kavana of Yisrael Omid al Gabav, because let me just fill it in here. Litaite in Nafshe Avad. Right, he says the two-step process in the Rambam. Number one, why isn't their own Kavana good enough without help? Ain't a B'Torah. If you're not B'Torah, your Kavana is null and void. Your Kavana is not halakhically significant if it's Kavana about something you're not B'Torah. Second step is, Tainach, their own Kavana is null and void. Why can't a Yisrael stand over them and they use mitzarif to Yisrael's Kavana? That's because the Daite de Nafshika, but they're doing it with their own mind, not with the Yisrael's mind. Okay. That, I think, is a better way to read the Rambam. There's not two redundant things, one of which says here, one there. It's a two-step process. I still don't think that's pshat in the Rambam. Why do I not think that's pshat in the Rambam? Because, A, if it's a two-step process, why doesn't he say both steps by a guy? Okay, you could say, because by a guy, the first step was obvious. Obviously, a guy's kavan on his own is no good. He only had to tell us why the Yisrael can't stand over him. By an Eved, it wasn't so obvious that the Eved's kavan is no good. Taki, he's Jewish. A little Jewish, and therefore he had to tell us why the Eved's own Kavan is no good. But he didn't have to tell us why Yisrael can't stand on him, because that was the same as a guy. Meaning by a guy, it's obvious that his Kavan is no good because he's a guy. The Ram only had to tell us why Yisrael can't give him Kavan, can't be mitzarif and use his Kavanah. By an Eved, we already know why Yisrael can't be mitzarif. The Ram only has mechanish us why his Kavan is no good. Okay, that's how you can read the Ram on Pinchas and Ish. I would have been very convinced by this, except for one funny thing. And you tell me if I'm reading the Rambam too closely. The Rambam in Halacha Tes Zayin doesn't say anything about Gadol Omen Al Gabav. Doesn't mention the word Gadol Omen Al Gabav. The Rambam doesn't say, like in the Gemara. In the Gemara, it sounds like Adai Tid Nafshei Ka'aved is a specific antidote, specific factor that ruins Gadol Omen Al Gabav, right? Or let's call it Yisrael Omen Al Gabav. The Rambam doesn't say a guy can't write be Yisrael Omen Al Gabav because Adai Tid Nafshei Ka'aved. The Rambam says a guy can't write because Adai Tid Nafshei Ka'aved. He doesn't quote it the same way it is in the Gemara. And I don't think it's shot in the Rambam to say that when the Rambam says Hagoy Al Das Atzmu Kosei, what he means to say is, the guy can't write with the Yisrael Omen Al Gabav because he's Al Das Atzmo and he doesn't listen to the Yisrael Al Gabav. Mechitesi, the Rambam hasn't mentioned that there's such a thing as a Yisrael Al Gabav in Sefer Noshim. until halacha yidches, until two halachos later. And two halachas later, he said, "Hagoyva eved in kosma tofes lechafila afil yisrael omen al gabon." It's funny. In Tes Zayin, he says a guy can't write it. In Yedches, he says a guy can't write even yisrael omen al gabon. Now that's the tofes, okay? But what are you telling me that in Tes Zayin meant the guy can't write the Torah for yisrael omen al gabon? Why didn't he say afil yisrael omen al gabon? It sounds to me, enter Reb Chaim, like the Rambam is not in halach. He does not read the Gemara like everyone else. Everyone else reads a daiti nafshika oved as a specific deflection of gadol omen al gabav. Gadol omen al gabav doesn't work. The daiti nafshika oved, which is a very reasonable way of reading the Gemara, but I don't see that in the Rambam. Now here, you know, I think good people could argue. You could say to me, the Rambam didn't say it, but it was obvious. When the Rambam said a goy can't write because he's a gadol, because he's al das atzmo, obviously he meant a goy can't write stam, and he can't write even with Yisrael al gabav because al das atzmo osa. But I think the Rambam should have said that if that's what he meant. Basically, according to all these reasons, the real reason a goy can't write is because ain't of a Torah, which comes up later by Evan. So Rambam here is just telling you why Yisrael Omer Gabav doesn't solve the problem. Why is he start at telling us why Yisrael Omer Gabav doesn't solve the problem? First tell us what the problem is, and then that there is a havmin of a solution, and then why it doesn't work. So I think that the Rambam has, and it's just with me, it's Reb Chaim. I know Reb Chaim doesn't say any of this. He just like throws out a line where it's obvious this is what he means, and I'll show you how it's obvious this is what he means, although I won't be able to make you fully appreciate it yet. But says the... says the Reb Chaim, no, the Rambam has a different way of looking at this Daiti Nafshika other than the rest of us. Notice what this Reb Chaim quoted from Simcha Zelig. Okay, I don't know what Simcha Zelig said. What is the Reb Chaim quoted? Reb Chaim did not quote from Simcha Zelig in Hilchas Gittin. I know. In Hilchas Tefillin, it means that the guy can't say Amitzuraf to the Kavana of the Yisrael's Omen Al Gaba. But in... the truth is, even there, Amarnu, it doesn't say Omer Gaba, but over here, what does he say about Gittin? Reb Chaim says about Gittin, he says, "Dinachri adaitid nafshka of it, hudina delochayel beidin sivoy bailim." Din sivoy bailim. We know this is what we're supposed to discuss in Shir today, if we would have had less Maisa Sutton, that there's a din of sivoy habal. A sofer can only write a get if the baal's mitzvah him to write the get. Right? The Baal needs to command the sofer to write a get. Says Reb Chaim, Goyadaitid Nafshika Ovid. He can't be called writing the get because the Baal's tzivoy. Now notice, Reb Chaim says, Adaitid Nafshika Ovid cuts the guy off from the Baal, from the husband, not from Gadol Omer Al Gabav. The Rav Gadol Reb Chaim, it's not that. Here's the Gadol Omer Al Gabav. Here's the Goy. Daitid Nafshika Ovid cuts them off from each other. No. There's no Gadol Omer Al Gabav in this Reb Chaim. Here's the husband. Here's the Goy. And a Daitid Nafshika Ovid cuts the Goy off from the husband. What I'm claiming is that a Daitid Nafshika Ovid for the Rambam, Al Reb Chaim, does not mean he's acting a Daitid Nafshika as opposed to Das the Gadol Omer Al Gabav. Means something much more fundamental than that. He's acting a daite de nafshe, and he has no tzeref to the husband. If he has no tzeref to the husband, then forget about this whole gadol gabav. Nothing gets off the ground in the first place. Because a get that's written not because of the husband, as the Rambam says in Perek Beis, any get that's not written where's the line? Yeah. That any get which is not written by Misha Amrlo Abal Lekosvo, any get which is not written based on a tseiruf to the husband is not a get. And the guy is cut off from the husband, not cut off from the Gadol Omer Al Gabav. Why does Reb Chaim say such a strange thing? Why does Reb Chaim here in this piece say, Adaiti Dinafshi Avim, I mean, there are other reasons, which we're not going to explain now. But on one level, I think there's two reasons Reb Chaim says this. This is a radical new pshat in Daiti Dinafshi. Adaiti Dinafshi is not a reason why the Gadol Omer Al Gabav doesn't help. No, it's more fundamental. It's a reason why nothing helps, and there's not even anything worth talking about because he's cut off from the husband. And if you write the get without a connection to the husband, then there's no havamin of being any good. Why does Rav Chaim have this radically new shot in a daiti nafshi kavod? It's about cutting the guy off, the guyish sofer off from the husband, and not from the gadol omel gabav, like it's simple shot in our Gemara. One reason is because the Rambam. Because the Rambam, when he says al das atzmo kosev, does not say anything about a gadol omel gabav. That doesn't appear for another two halachos. He just says that's why he's puzzled. Okay, two, we're going to have to explain maybe next time, but let's look at this, Rav Chaim. Let's just give him another color so we can squeeze him in more easily. See, Grach, he says no. There's only one psul. The psul is Adaita Dinafshe, but a new Adaita Dinafshe. Nothing to do with Gadol Amal Gabav. The Rambam doesn't say Gadol Amal Gabav. Read the Rambam. Don't read the Gemara and then say the Rambam means the same thing. Read the Rambam. The Rambam says, Goy, that's what Kosei. That's not against the Gemara. The Gemara says, why can't a Goy work if the Gadol Amal Gabav? The Gemara says, because a Goy fundamentally doesn't work no matter what you do. A Goy's hopeless. Why is a Goy hopeless? Daitei Nafshi Kovid. The Gemara didn't mean Daitei Nafshi Kovid doesn't listen to the guy standing on top of him. It meant Daitei Nafshi Kovid, he's hopeless. And therefore, nothing's going to help the guy right again. Adaita d'nafshe with or without Yisrael Omed El Gabav. Meaning it's not specifically about Yisrael Omed El Gabav. A guy stam is adaita d'nafshe. Why is a guy stam adaita d'nafshe? Not adaita d'nafshe as opposed to the Omed El Gabav. No, adaita d'nafshe as opposed to the Baal. That's the Chiddush of Rav Chaim. The Chiddush of Rav Chaim, but I think it's Pashup Shad in the Rambam. Okay, whoever wants to argue should definitely feel free to argue in whatever time and place they want. And the best man will win. The last person left standing will win the fight. But not Das Atzmo Le'umat Omed Al Gabav. But the umat das habal, that's Rav Chaim's tremendous chiddush that he sticks in these couple words there in Hilchas Tefillin. But I think it's shot in the Rambam. Ah, now you'll ask, but why is the guy not able to act with das habal? Why is a Jew able to write a get and represent the das habal? Why is a Jew able to write a get representing Das Habal? Obviously, this is something that we really have to discuss. Why is it so important that the get represent Das Habal? But let's keep in mind, a get has to be written mi Das Habal. A get for many reasons. As we saw in the other Rav Chaim, if we got to the end of the Makoros, the Rav Chaim stencil in Sota, which is really repeated in the Chibur, just with a lot of other things thrown in. In Hilchas Ishus about Kedusha Shtar, if the whole point of get is an expression of Das Habal, right? The whole point of the get is to express the Das Habal. The whole point of the get is to express the Das Habal. Then the sofer has to write it as an expression of Das Habal. Das Habal Lagarish. He has to write an expression of Das Habal Lagarish. A regular Jew can express that, can write it as a Yada Arichta, as an expression of Das Habal Lagarish. A Chirishotu Katan. Not write it as an expression of Das Habal Lagarish because they don't have any Das. And according to Rav Huna, maybe they could have, maybe not, depending on what Rav Huna held, with the help of a Gadol Amal Gabav, we paskin no. But a guy fundamentally cannot express Dasa. He cannot be a conduit for Dasa Balagarish. Why can't a guy be a conduit for Dasa Balagarish? Because he's Einu B'Torah's Gittin V'Kiddushin. Since he's not B'Torah's Gittin V'Kiddushin, he cannot be a conduit for Das Gittin V'Kiddushin. That's shot in the Rambam. And that's why there's no steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says the guy's writing on his own, and he's not writing it l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'isha. He's not writing it l'shem them. He's writing it on his own. He cannot be mitzdareif to the parsha of their gerushin. Why can't he mitzdareif to the parsha of their gerushin? Because he's a guy, and he's not shayach. How about an Eved? Well, an Eved is also not shayach like a guy, because even though an Eved is like a Jew for other things, When it comes to Shechita, he's like a Jew. He has the same kashrus as a Jew. When it comes to Shabbos, he has the same Shabbos as a Jew. But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to Kiddush, he's the same Kiddush as a Jew. But when it comes to getting the Kiddushin, he's mufka from getting the Kiddushin. And keep in mind, the guys have cough from getting the Kiddushin is not a technical one. It's not a technical of cough from getting the Kiddushin like Chirashot with Katan, who are technically mufka because they just have trouble doing the mice of a wedding because they don't have das. No, it's a fundamental afka. The guy, the Rambam says, left status of Akum and didn't come to Kedush Yisrael. The guy doesn't have a full Kedush Yisrael. What part of Kedush Yisrael does he have? Oh, the part about Shabbos and Kashrus, etc. What part of Kedush Yisrael doesn't he have? The part about Isurei Bia. Fundamentally, the Eved is like a guy when it comes to getting the Kedushin. He never got Kedush Yisrael. He never got the Torah. Not the Torah, it doesn't mean he has a technical problem. No. A Chirish has a technical problem getting married because he doesn't have das to do with Maisa Kiddushin. That's a technical problem. He still has the Torah. He has Kiddushin Yisrael of marriage. A guy is Chosher Kiddushin Yisrael of marriage. The fact that a guy has had sexual hefker is a fundamental statement about the nature of his Kiddusha or the lack of Kiddusha, right? About the fact that he doesn't have the Torah in that aspect. It's a very deep statement about a guy that when it comes to this most physical of aspects of life, he does not have a Torah about that aspect of life. He does not have any Torah that brings mitzvos and kedusha to that aspect of life. Okay, but this is how I am reading. This, it's not me. It's all the word of Reb Chaim, and I'll try to use the other words of Reb Chaim. This is the, in my humble opinion, the radical pshat of the Rambam, which Reb Chaim is elucidating. So, just to chazer what we know so far, one way of understanding, let's chazer. One way of understanding Adaiti Dinafshika of it is that it's a response to Gadol Amal Gabov. The answer is he doesn't listen. He doesn't always listen. Then it would be a suffix. He might listen, he might not. That's practical. Rashi Kesev Mishnah. The other response is no, it's a formal psol. It's a formal psol. Kesev Mishnah says the Ramos formal psol is a Tzvedinim, is a different din. Could you stick the Rebbe Chaim to the Chazon Mishnah? Maybe, but it probably means like the Lecha Mishnah. But let's take the Chazon Ish. No, it is a formal psol. The formal psol is that because he's an adult, he can't be mitzarif his maisa to someone else's das because he has his own das. So you can't say his maisa flows from someone else's das because his maisa flows from his own das. And one maisa can't flow from two dases. Or what I'm claiming is Rebbe Chaim. And once you take those approaches, if you take a daitan after being practical, then why does the Rambam write this, write two different reasons? One is a practical reason, the other is a formal reason, two independent things, Lecha Mishnah. If you take the Rambam's din as being formal, then why does he write something else? You can say the Chazon Ish, two steps. Once he's explaining why the guy doesn't work on his own, and the other time he's explaining why he doesn't work with Gadol Amal Gabav. But what I want to say based on Reb Chaim is that that's not pshat in the Rambam. If you read the Rambam's words, no more, no less, there is no Havamina Omen al Gabav in Halacha Tes Zayin. That Havamina only appears in Halacha Yud Chet. In which case, you'll ask yourself the question of, so what's the relationship between these two reasons of the Rambam? They're not two independent reasons. They're not a two-step reason, because the Rambam doesn't have two steps. Rather, they are the same reason. One is just the reason behind the other. There's only one psol by a guy, whether someone's Omen al Gabav or not. There's a fundamental psol. Fundamental psol is not that he's cut off from the Gadol Omen al Gabav, who doesn't appear in all of the sign, that he's cut off from the Tzivoy HaBaal, that ultimately a Ksivas Aget is only valid Ksivas Aget, as Reb Chaim explains in many places, and as seems to be Pashim Shat that comes up from all over Shas, as we'll prove next time. Ksivas Aget is only valid Ksivas Aget if it is an expression and a conduit for Das HaBaal, if it's Alpitzi V'Yabaal, a Jew who's Betoras can be Mitzarif that Tzivri HaBaal can be a conduit for the Das HaBaal. A Goy or an Eved who's not Betoras cannot be a conduit for that Das HaBaal, and that's what the Rambam meant, because an Eved is a Betoras like a Goy, he's a Daitid in Nafshe of it like a Goy, a Daitid Nafshe, being a formal soul, not because you're a Godol and you have your own Das, but because when you're not Shayach, not when you're not shy, you can't even start with the guy standing on top of you. No, that makes no sense. Or maybe it does. I threw it in, but not Pashup Shat. Because when you're not shy, you can't even start to the Baal. And a very big yesod in get is that the ksiv has to flow from the Baal. Why do I claim that the yesod, this ksiv has to flow from the Baal when all it says that the ksiv has to be lashma? Okay, the reason is because of everything left on Makoros sheet 56 that we didn't get to, because we see all kinds of funny halachas all over Shas, which we'll have to explain. We'll have to say this way and that way, etc. We'll have to figure out how the Rambam holds in the end and see if it fits Rav Chaim, which obviously, you know, I am hinting that it will. But we know the Gemara says if the get is totally batal min haTorah, that's what Gemara says. Tosin Erevin doesn't think so, but that's what it says. Unless the sofer hears the Baal say write it. Sofer has to hear the Baal say write it. It's very strong. Even Omer Imru is puzzled, according to Rabbi Yossi and Haftar Rishonim. If the Baal tells someone, go tell the person to write for me, it's no good. He didn't hear it from the Baal. You need this very strong connection to the Baal. According to the Ramban, stronger than Shlichus. You need a stronger connection than Shlichus to the Das HaBaal. You need to be a conduit of the Das HaBaal. And someone who's not Batoris cannot be a conduit of the Das HaBaal. That's what I think the Rambam says, I think Nafshik of it. It's not just me, it's from Chaim, even though he throws it in a few pithy words. Okay, that's, I think, shot in Daiti Nafshika of it. I did not get a chance to get on to the media sugya that we have here yet. I'm going to apologize. We'll have to push it off for Monday. Let me remind you of the schedule. It's already late. Even though we started late, it's still very late. The Monday is the last shiur before Chazara. Remember, our normal midnight is that we have Chazara at the end of May, and then we continue the regular Masechet till the middle of June. So we're keeping up our normal schedule. So Monday will be the last shiur before Chazara. And on Monday, we will not go weiter to the next Mishnah. We will just deal with Daf 56, part 3, about the whole inyan of the nature of the Baal's rolling sivas again. I'll just throw in a few more Makoros. And when you finish the Makoros, when you finish Achana, you can get a head start in Chazara. So on Monday, we'll finish up that inyan. Then we'll have 2 weeks of Chazara. We'll have the Bechina. Again, as usual, everyone's encouraged to take the Bechina. And then we'll come back. We'll have 4 more shiurim in the first half of June. And we will, Amirtzah Shemli Neder, finish up the Perek. We have 1 blot left to the Perek. In 4 shiurim, we should be able to finish up 1 blot and hopefully do all the most important lumbus sugyas in that blot. And then in the middle of June, we'll switch to the summer's man, Amirtzah Hashem, to the summer Masechet, which this year, as you recall, is Maseches Yoma. So I will wish everyone a great Shabbos. And again, I apologize for the
technological
problems. It's mostly the fault of the Satan, but obviously, I guess, if I was smarter about technology, if I was 16, then this wouldn't have happened because I'd be on top of everything. Good Shabbos. If anyone has questions, now's a great time to ask.
Yes, I want to ask you. Is this why the Ramban disagrees on a number of matters, for example, Evid kosher v'ksiva saget.
Right, the Ramban thinks that Evid is kosher v'ksiva saget because you don't need Batoris getting the Kiddushin.
Okay,
that's what all the Rishonim say. All the Rishonim argue to say you don't need Batoris getting the Kiddushin. Whoever said Batoris getting the Kiddushin for ksiva, that's an daf chav gimel for shlichus l'kabbalah.
Furthermore, the Ramban's idea of the suffix with the goy, if there's an omed al gabra. So
the Ramban didn't say suffix. The Kesef Mishnah said suffix on his behalf. No.
The Ramban, on Memhei Amid Beis, I have a citation. Shemash Apostle Basugi Ksivas Goy had him suffix. Shema lo kasav al das Yisrael ela al das.
Are you reading from the Ramban or from the Masifta?
Only the Masifta.
Memhei Amid Beis, what are you reading from Memhei Amid Beis? The Ramban of Memhei Amid Beis or the Masifta?
A citation of the Ramban from Memhei Amid Beis, Dibra Masko Ula Didan.
Ah, the Masifta here is citing the Ramban from Daf Memhei Amid Beis.
Yes.
You mean maybe it is Mefurish the Ramban and the Kesef Mishnah didn't make it up that the Ramban says Suffolk. You know what? Maybe I didn't notice that Ramban and Daf Memhei Amid Beis. After all, Masifta wouldn't lie except when it would.
I don't know if it ever lies, but it might misunderstand. There's one other thing.
Whoa, Mishum Da'akum. There it is. It's right there. The Kesef Mishnah was absolutely right for the Ramban. Keep us lean on Ksivas Gittin Ba'akum, Afili Shalom Al Gabbag. Me Suffiku. Yechachinan Dilma Lava Daiti Yisrael Kosvel Daiti Nafshi Kosa.
The Grashi.
Oh, the Kavan Disfeku, etc. Okay, you're right. His main issue is Sefer Torah. Why do we put the Sefer Torah, the Goyim Kadisa? Because the Suffik maybe did.
Suffik.
Okay, thank you for that, Myron Makun. Our bottom of Ham Bays is Mefurish, like the Kesef Mishnah says on his behalf. Good, Myron Makun.
Okay, one more. That this is from, I don't know if this is the Reb Aryeh Leib that he cited to us, but he also, this is also on the Mahalach of the Graf. That's how it's edited.
Yeah. In that same simon of Reb Aryeh Leib, there's the thing I cited, and then later on in that simon he says like this Graf.
Okay, so he's got this statement. Din sivui habal shetzuchim le'inyan get gam hu chalostin ve'enol rak sivui greda. He turns even the tzivui habal. This is his.
Yes. Okay. I think I'm going to agree with him, but let's wait for next time to explain what that means.
Okay.
So
can I ask something about the Rambam?
Of course.
Well, Reb Chaim in his discussion relates only to the case of Goy. It doesn't relate to the case of Eved. And I don't think that that's accidental, because if you look in Halacha Tazayin, the Rabbi separates Eved from Goy. He puts Cher Shativ HaKotel in the middle. And I think that's one of the reasons that he gives a different justification for Goy. The Lav Bnei Daat, which Reb Chaim points out, is a fundamental psul of Chisor and Tzibri Abal, and therefore the Get Shema. And the din of the end of the forest getting the different halacha. That's not that the two are tied together, but the end of the forest getting an eved in terms of tzibur abal and tzibur lishma might be able to write the get lishma. In fact, there are rishonim who say there's no problem with an eved, but the Rambam holds that by eved the problem is not lav nedeh aninu, but the problem is end of the forest getting the kiddushin. That's why he separates physically between the Goy and the Eved by sticking Chereshet to the Kotan in between.
Aha, so you're basically supporting the Lecha Mishnah. There are two independent, which applies to only a Goy, and the second for an Eved and a Goy.
I'm not sure how the solution would, for a Goy, have a much more fundamental psul.
Which is Dasa.
Not the Tzibur Yabal, like her time said. And that wipes out a goy. That psul would not work for an eved. For an eved, you have the other psul of the lav nedeh. Now, why is that? Why does that passel the eved? I'm not so sure. I don't understand exactly what's going on there, because the Gemara ties negitim and kedusha into shlichos. And here, there's no shlichos. There is shlichos. There's no shlichos.
Right. Okay. So we'll have to discuss that. I hear your taina, but I'm not attracted to it. I must admit. Just because the Rambam says he's pasul kegoy l'chol devarav, and I would think that the Rambam says pasul kegoy l'chol devarav, and 2 lines earlier he said something about a guy, he's referencing what he said 2 lines earlier, not saying something new.
Unless okay, you understand, pichach kegoy l'chol devarav is just a conclusion. That's why his get is pasul like the get of a guy. Like he said by Meshumad in the previous halacha. Uses the same lashon.
Okay, I hear your taina. I'm not maskim, but I hear your taina. As far as why he separated a guy from an eved is a great question. Especially since in Yodalit he said everyone can write it again except for 5 guy eved chirushot v'katan, and then he says guy chirushot v'katan tezayin and eved. Why does he separate them? You have to wonder if maybe it's because eved's not in the Gemara and guy and chirushot v'katan are in the Gemara. Is that really good enough reason? So I have to think about that more. It's a good ha'ara. Does Reb Nachum say anything about this?
I have to take a look. I didn't really look at it very carefully.
Okay, Besedi, you'll see if he says anything. Let's leave that with Sarkian for now.
Okay.
In the whole earlier Tosaf, Maisa split, was there any philosophical underpinning to that as to why you would make that kind of chila?
Give me a second. That is a great question. It means why do you need Kavanas Maisa? Why do you need Kavanas Totsa'a? You know, philosophical might be a little ambitious, but let's say, you know, deeper conceptual at the very least.
Right. Okay.
Deeper conceptual at the very least. And part of that is going to have to do with what we started discussing and we're going to have to discuss next time. But I think if you're if you're talking about Ruchanan's version, why would you need a halos in the chefza, that it has to be a chefza that's all made legarishbo, that's biyuad legarishbo? If you're talking about, like, what were the philosophical underpinnings of that, why do you need to not just write it lishma, but make this a chefza that's a chefza special for, that not just special, but a chefza that's defined as being for the sake of this gerushin, that I'm a little less clear about. If you're asking why should ksiva be considered a real part of the halos gerushin and ksiva be more than a preparatory stage philosophically, then I think the answer is going to be, because what is gerushin all about? Gerushin is fundamentally not about the mice, and this we'll discuss at greater length, not about, gerushin is not fundamentally a mice and a sina of just one mice, which signifies that now you want to create a certain transaction. Rather, gerushin is about an expression of das habal. It's all about the das, it's all about the relationship of the two parties, of the husband and wife, as expressed by das habal, ultimately in losim tzachin be'enav. And therefore, it is one long process of expressing the husband's das. It's not like most kinyanim. Most kinyanim are, I know you need your das, but they're a process of just, I'm doing an action to show I'm committed to a certain result. I think gerushin is deeper than that. It's not just doing an action of showing you're committed to a certain result, but expressing your negative opinion about someone you used to have a positive opinion of, and therefore your opinion that this relationship is no longer is no longer relevant, is no longer productive. And therefore, if gerushin is all about the baal's opinion, if it's all about opinion, then it makes sense that the ksiva should have a greater status and mm-hmm. should be part of creating the result and not really preparatory stage, not like other shtaros, because it's really all about the das, because mm-hmm. the relationship between them is based on the das. So I think okay. I would go in that direction. For Ruchanan, I have to think more philosophically. Maybe okay. Ruchanan, maybe not.
Thank you.
How does that help Ruchanan for the idea of bittul haget, this very principle?
If the point of lishma is that this get needs to be defined as a chefza that will be used for Ruin to divorce Rachel, then as soon as Ruin says, I don't want to divorce Rachel with it, then that chefza loses its status. Now it's a regular piece of paper. Now it's not a piece of paper that is intended for Ruin to divorce Rachel. Now it's just a stom scrap of paper. And therefore it loses its status as a get.
But what other option does not allow? If you don't have this mahalach of Rabbi Chanan,
then you just say the sofer needs to write it lishma. Lishma is an attribute in the writing.
Also, once it's done,
if the sofer wrote it lishma, it's kosher. And if the sofer wrote it lo lishma, it's possible. If it wrote it lishma, it's kosher. Once the sofer wrote it lishma, it's kosher. How can you even vatel that?
I see. So this way,
basically, if something's kosher, I'll be gzeret hakasav. I'll deny that Ploni did Maisa X. You can't even vatel it. Uh-huh. But if something's kosher because Ploni had to give it a certain status mm-hmm. using Ploni's das, then uh-huh. he can move out to it. That's
so his status, so his connection, so the Baal's connection remains throughout. From that beginning tzivul, what of whatever form it'll be, up until the giving of the get.
Correct.
Okay, so that's why I want to understand why they're doing it. Got it. Okay, Shtoya, thank you.
I have a question.
Sure.
Can we fit Rav? I'm thinking we can fit Rav Chaim into Tosfos, because Tosfos says he interprets it as. I mean, if he's a gadol, he has his own das. You know, the only way he gets stam is if the only question is, can he carry out the tzivui of the baal? In other words, that's the presupposition of Tosfos. So when Tosfos uses the word stam.
100%. I agree with you 100%. Rav Chaim could fit perfectly into Tosfos.
Right, okay.
I have no proof in Tosfos for Rav Chaim, but he fits perfectly.
Right,
100%.
Right. Okay, thank you.
1,000,000% even.
Okay, I just looked in the Yad Pshuta.
And?
And he understands, he learns the two reasons, basically like the Lechem Mishnah, that any of the Torah's Kitah V'Kiddushin would apply to Goy as well. But the reason of Daita and Avshek Avid is more fundamental. Because by Evid, in fact, he could write it Lishma. There isn't the Psul of Lishma, but there's this Psul of of Eina B'Torah's Gittin B'Kiddushin, which would apply also to a goy. And he explains the chol dvarav, means maskana la'alecha, that even in the case of the tofes, where the issue of lishma is secondary, the din of a goy and an eved are the same. And that's halacha yudches.
Okay, look, according to this, l'chol dvarav means l'chol dvarav except for the point of daiti d'nafshe, which he just mentioned two lines ago. But you could say, l'chol dvarav l'maisa.
L'chol dvarav is a practical statement.
Yeah, it could be. I'm not convinced. Okay. I'm not convinced. All right, shkoyach, have a great Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you.